In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I can't even imagine how many times I have heard sermons on this gospel that are really more like lessons on shepherds and sheep. That's because so few of us know anything at all about raising and keeping sheep. I do know that I have preached about it to you, even though I have absolutely zero personal experience with sheep myself. We've also read or listened to Psalm 23 so many times and so often in such emotional circumstances that most of us have a great fondness and attachment to the psalm. But most of the time, when our readings are all about the Good Shepherd, the preacher at some time or another objects to the implied association of us with sheep. They rightly point out that sheep are smelly, noisy, and just downright stupid. Yes, Jesus is absolutely the Good Shepherd, but we're usually a bit offended that we're compared to Bo Peep's children. But this year, for whatever reason, I started to realize that we're a lot more like sheep than we might want to admit. Now, I'm not in any way suggesting that we are all smelly. We are, of course, civilized people who clean up, but we're a bit wayward for sheep. While I don't think we stink, I do think that we have wandered astray. Think about what Scripture says a good shepherd does for his sheep. He cares for them and leads them in right paths. He makes sure that they have plenty to eat and that they are safe from predators. He takes them into the fold at night and then leads them where they should go during the daylight hours. If one sheep gets lost, the good shepherd will go out looking for it in the dangerous crevasses where it might have fallen. Indeed, a good shepherd will lay down his life for his sheep. So why do I think that we're down at the bottom of some deep crevasse, just waiting for either our shepherd or some predator wolf that will gobble us up? I'm worried about it because I think we've stopped listening to our shepherd's voice. Who are the voices that we're following? Who are the voices that we should be following? Well, for one thing, we modern-day Americans listen to our culture. That culture tells us we are in control. We believe that we are independent and smart enough to make our own decisions and live our lives without seeking any guidance whatsoever from Scripture or the words of Jesus. Oh, we might need a financial advisor and a tax person, and we might sometimes need a doctor. Maybe we even remember some of the things that our school teachers taught us. But if something happens, we have TV personalities, politicians, and pundits to help us process the necessary critical thinking. That's a joke, right? But we do think that we're smart enough to separate out the howling of the wolves from the voice of our shepherd. So we don't need to look to see what the shepherd really said and think about how it might apply. How is Jesus, the good shepherd, different from modern leaders in our own experience? Well, he seems absolutely contrary to our modern world. He doesn't listen to polls to tell him what people think. He doesn't ask our opinions at all. That's very different from everything else in our lives. And it can seem disrespectful. But just stop for a minute and think about that. How could God be disrespectful of us? He literally loves us more than life itself. That's why he sent Jesus to try to put us back on the right path. Jesus' words may not be the actual voice of our shepherd, but they've been written down in the scriptures and are still intended to guide us and save us. Jesus understands our human tendencies, perhaps better than we understand ourselves. When it comes to our faith, we are very much like sheep in need of a shepherd. We often, like sheep, confuse true leadership with the kind offered by hired hands, or that is, shepherds who are in it for the wrong reason. Like sheep, we are endangered by those who prey on our vulnerability, the spiritual wolves. Like sheep, we are perhaps most vulnerable to our own undisciplined motivations and our tendency to wander away from the care of the shepherd and the safety of the flock. We certainly need a good shepherd, like Jesus, who's willing to care for and to sacrifice for us. To be a follower of Christ, we must accept our spiritual likeness to sheep and our need for a good shepherd. Our epistle today, the second reading, is the third of five semi-continuous readings from the short first letter of John. Whereas the readings from Acts that you heard at the beginning jump around here from the second to the sixth week of Easter, the lectionary methodically works through John 1. Scholars suggest that this letter was written around 100 Common Era. It was the early days and the first rush of enthusiasm in this new way of life has perhaps waned a bit. This might have been written to second or even third generation Christians. In previous weeks, the first two portions of this letter warn against sin. But here, the letter has moved on and expresses how we should view love and how we should behave as we try to love others. It rightly points out that love cannot be theoretical. It has to be lived out. But how do we really love one another? Are we literally supposed to die for each other? That doesn't seem like an awfully good way to grow the church. On the other hand, I think my confusion about that is simply the product of living a life of privilege. I don't have to starve in order to share food with people who are hungry. I probably don't risk death when I stand up for refugees or people who are starving and dying. I can be an advocate for those who are trapped in our prison system without worrying that I, too, will be arrested. Those are just some small suggestions, small examples. The point is that we are in a unique position to help people who need help. Maybe the place to start exercising Christian love is in the voting booth, where we can affect the policies of our country. People are urged to give their allegiance to Jesus Christ, but also to follow his command to love one another. Through the Holy Spirit, we can have confidence that the shepherd will be watching out for us as we find our way back to the right path. Amen.